B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from the Canadian Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Loren. Good morning, producer Nicole, at home still working after being at a wedding. She's waiting 5 days to get tested.
That's good morning.
That's what we do. Good morning.
Sounds like she's in the bathroom.
No, you're just on speaker.
Today is August 19th. It is Wednesday already. I can't believe it. Although last night we went to bed and my wife said something and I was like, yeah, she said, you look tired. I was like, yeah, it was a tiring Tuesday. She goes, wait, it's only Tuesday?
I've been asking myself that too.
Guys, my day in 30 seconds has everything to do with the fact that I didn't know what day it was yesterday.
I know. So you go ahead. What's your day in 30?
Mani, can you take me out? I'm doubled in my head.
Yeah, but you have to be so that Nicole can hear you.
Well, that's annoying.
I can turn Nicole. All bye, right. Nicole. We love you. Let us know if you need anything.
I'll just take my earbud out.
No, it's okay. I'll turn Nicole off. We don't need to hear from her anyway today.
Okay. All right.
She sounds like she's in the bathroom anyway, peeing or something.
So yesterday, I basically just tended to baby Jackson all day and helped Elena figure out an activity to do with Cash. And they went to that Ann something clothes park.
The Ann Springs Clothes Greenway, yes.
You went there and I was like, it looks awesome. You should take Cash there if you're looking for an activity. So I helped her like plan this whole day. And I'm sitting on the couch at like 5:30 as they come back in the door and I look down at my phone and I have a missed call and I'm like, that's weird. I don't even think my phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to listen to it and Cash gets speech therapy on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I literally looked down at my phone and I had like 7 missed calls from the office. I completely missed his appointment and didn't even know what day it was.
What day did you think it was?
Don't know.
Wednesday, Saturday. Maybe?
It seemed like a Saturday. I don't know. I literally just didn't place it yesterday.
Yeah, it happens.
How weird. I thought yesterday was Monday. Like, I thought it was even earlier in the week.
Yeah. I mean, it happens where you just, during this pandemic, when you're not doing anything and you don't have your daily grind, you literally forget what day it is.
That's what I told Dallas. And then Dallas looked at me and he goes, you just have mom brain.
It's partially true, too. You got an excuse, you know? I'll tell you my day in 30. Yesterday I found out, and it's kind of sad news, and it was weird the way it happened, but we found out a neighbor of ours in our cul-de-sac is moving.
Oh.
And yeah, they're putting their house up on the market. It's the cool guy in the neighborhood that everybody likes. He's the race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
So his wife texted the women in the women friends in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. and he texted the guy friends.
Oh, that's cute.
In the neighborhood. Amanda was like tearing up because they have a little girl that's almost the same age as Ruby. And then the woman across the street, the couple across the street from us have a little girl. And like the three of them would have grown up together. And, you know, obviously they were like, it's a tough decision because you can't pick your neighbors and we're moving to another house and we don't know what that neighborhood's going to be like.
Yeah.
But we just need the space and we just need, you know, something a little different than what we have here. So they were all bummed out. Of course, the guys were like, see ya.
Yeah, I know. I think it's so funny. You have to like break the news, you know. Oh, I'm leaving.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are a really tight neighborhood and the neighborhood got way tighter since March. You know, everybody just kind of hung out in the street together and we watched the kids play and, you know, we social distanced and set up chairs and drank almost every day. Like every day was a Saturday after 3:30 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, so they were bummed out. But so now we're thinking like, everybody's got demands. Like, we need to meet the new buyers. We got to interview them. You know, things like that. That's so
good. People can't, like, actually move into the house until you've okayed them.
You're right.
It's a very exclusive club over there.
Yes. Yes. The cul-de-sac. We call it the
harder
sack.
Harder to get into than Longview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, house for sale in Waxhaw, everybody. Use Roy as your realtor.
Watch them say, like, hey, don't talk to the people trying to buy the house. We're actually trying to sell it. You guys will deter whoever wants to come in.
And then he hit my one neighbor up on our text chain. You know, we have this big guy text chain. There's like eight families are really tight in that neighborhood. And he's like, hey, I need to borrow the pole saw. And then, of course, everybody's like, oh, now you're starting to cut the trees and trim around the house and make it look good. Like, we've had a look at it for the last 5 years. But yeah. What about you, dude? What did you do yesterday?
So I rode my bike yesterday, and I already broke the seat. I guess I was a little heavy for it. I don't know.
You mean, like, bent? You can bend it back.
No, it won't stay up anymore. I sit down, and it falls right down.
And you have that, you tightened it?
Yeah.
And you might have stripped it.
Yeah. So.
Do you have one of those wide, comfortable seats?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I was like, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to do everything I can. I'm too fat for the damn seat on the bicycle.
So how far away from the house were you when the seat broke?
I was just a couple blocks. I ended up walking it back.
Oh.
And then Sterling's like, what happened? What's wrong? You know, because that's not like a normal thing to walk a bike back. Mm-hmm. Thinking I fell.
Yeah.
Know? I'm like, no, I'm just too big for it. I'll get down a couple pounds and then I'll hop back on.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And then this morning, you know, there's people who's like, I slept in my alarm or my phone died. I was like, really? It always seems so irresponsible to me. But I always, when I wake up, I hit my snooze. And then I typically try to snooze for like 9 minutes. Well, I hit my snooze and I'm laying there and I'm like, gosh, it feels like it's been a while. And I look over at my phone and it's dead.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, what time is it? And I frantically got up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've always heard other people doing this. It's never happened to me.
And you just forget to plug it in?
No, I didn't forget to plug it in. My charger, I guess, is broken.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now I got it in the station charger.
Okay, good.
Yes, but I'm here.
All right, great. We're excited. We'll tell you everything going on today's show and a really, really cool announcement about Camp Beat Loren. We'll explain everything coming up. Just give us about 3 minutes here.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Welcome back to those of you who haven't been around since March. And we can tell that there is a lot of teachers and a lot of, administrators that work in the schools that haven't been around. Because when you guys text us, we can see the last time you texted us at 704-570-9595. And there is a cluster of people who haven't texted us since March who are now texting again. So
welcome back.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back. You missed a couple things. You missed Loren, made it to 140 straight wins. I think it was over 140 straight wins in Can't Beat Loren.
Yep.
And we have something really cool that will tell you about how you could play Can't Beat Loren on your Amazon Alexa. And if you didn't, we're going to tell you that later on the show. And if you don't catch it, then we recommend you obviously go into the website, kiss951.com. We'll have details there. But it's a fun game that you can play at home. Shoot, there's a bunch of people that probably are listening right now that have no idea what Can't Beat Loren is because we played at like 7:35.
Yeah.
Probably true.
There's a trivia game that occurs in a little over an hour from now.
and it's occurred in the same spot every day for the last 5 years.
And you never knew. But, you know, we're giving away free cheer one for a year right now. So if you can try to make it for that, great. If you can't, you can now play at home and we'll tell you how.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So a Swiss chocolate making company had a malfunction and chocolate was literally raining down from the sky. How delicious is that? They confirmed a malfunction in the factory's ventilation system caused cocoa powder to rain down on the surrounding city. Residents reported spotting a snow-like cocoa powder in the air and on the ground near the factory. They confirmed that the chocolate rain was a result of the ventilation malfunction, and it was actually roasted cocoa nibs and fragments of crushed cocoa beans raining down from the sky.
That's amazing. It sounds like something that would happen at Willy Wonka's factory, right?
Yeah. The company said strong winds in recent days caused the powder to spread around the surrounding area. Officials say that they would cover any cleaning costs for vehicles or any other property damage with the cocoa powder. The company said the powder does not pose any danger to the local environment And if you chose to eat it, you can eat it.
I would have took a sledgehammer to the car and been like, you wouldn't believe
this huge brick of chocolate on my car.
You screwed up when you said you're going to take care of everything. You won't believe what your stupid chocolate did.
What magic rain would you want to fall from the sky, Ren? Like, what would you open your mouth for?
Money.
okay. Food-wise?
champagne, right?
Yeah, I think either champagne or Twizzlers.
Oh, Twizzlers.
Bite-sized Twizzlers, of course.
Of course.
What about you, Roy? Magic rain.
Magic rain. You know what's really good is those, what is it? It starts with the C. It's the expensive chocolate. Cabello's?
Loren?
Cadbury. It's Cadbury.
Oh, Cadbury.
Cadbury with the caramel inside. Oh.
That's what you would want?
Oh, yeah, I would. That's so good.
Wow.
If we're talking about sweets and chocolates and whatnot.
Okay.
What would you want, Manny?
Lucky Charms.
Oh, I thought you were going to say those awful, what are those orange things that you make us get when we're
The orange slices. Those are good.
Yeah, I know.
They're gross.
I've backed off of them, though, because they have so much sugar in the package. The sugar orange slices.
If it tastes like you're eating a sweet pine salt.
Yeah, I know. No, Lucky Charms. Imagine you get the charms, the marshmallows, and the...
Well, the marshmallows is the only good part of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, what about you, producer Nicole? What would your magic rain be? Dog food?
No, weirdo. It sounds really weird, but I really like hibachi-style vegetables. So I feel like that would be really dumb.
That's what she's deeming a treat.
Oh, that's funny. You know, everybody's got a different favorite thing. We should post that up on our stories at the MRL show on Insta, Nicole, and see what people want their magic rain to be.
Okay.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, just go ahead and put that up. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, she had us on mute.
Oh, okay. Okay. She's working from home. So, hey, there's a really funny list. I don't even know where we found it, Roy, but we'll let you read these. They're funny COVID wedding trends. Like now, instead of the bride at the wedding throwing the garter, she's going to throw toilet paper. So we'll go through these coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
COVID-19 wedding traditions. Some fun silliness going on over at the weddings. Here's some of the trends. Like the bride's father removes the mask in addition to the veil.
What?
You know, they remove the veil. Well, now they remove the mask.
I almost spit my coffee out. I'm like, the bride doesn't really wear a mask.
Yeah, they're doing it for fun.
And these are just funny little things, Loren. That would be funny, though. Like, he takes the veil off and then takes the mask off. They put the mask, like, on a nice plate.
Instead of the garter belt, groom tosses a box of Clorox.
That's it.
That's funny.
Instead of... You may kiss the bride. It is now you may hand sanitize the bride. bridal parties replaced by bridal pods for separation.
Oh, my God.
All weddings outside your house in your backyard, they consider those destination weddings, so they'll come up with, like, funny, you know, because it's a destination wedding. Instead of tying the knot, now they're saying securing the mask. Those are, like, fun things to...
Yeah, you secured the mask with my wife in 2020. Nicole went to a wedding. When is your friend Casey going to honeymoon?
I think they went already.
Really? Did they?
Yeah. I think they... Not to Myrtle, but somewhere on the North Carolina coast, I think I saw they went.
Oh, wow. They're all in. There's very few people that I know that are getting married. Like, most of the people, like, we've talked about are pushing it off. Yeah.
Yeah, like, people are, like, maybe getting married in the courthouse type of thing and then doing a reception later, because who would want to go on a honeymoon,
Nicole,
during times like this?
Did Casey go on her honeymoon already?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they went to the beach this week. So they're just, like, doing themselves at the beach.
Just like a small thing, and then they'll do a big honeymoon?
Yeah, because their honeymoon was supposed to be Hawaii, I believe.
Okay.
So so they're just waiting until a different year.
Somebody asked a good question. Oh, here. Here it is, about the wedding. It's our buddy Tom, who helps write some stuff. He works out of New York, and he also hosts a wedding podcast. And he says he hosted with this wedding celebrity planner on a website called thesnide.com, Lauren.
Okay.
And he interviewed somebody from The Knot, and she said The Knot's stance is that wedding guests should give guests to a wedded couple even if their wedding date was canceled because of COVID-19.
They should give gifts even if it was canceled?
Yes.
But then really? You have to give them double the gifts when they redo it.
Yeah.
Screw that. You're stupid, Knot.
Not to mention, some of these people aren't working right now, so can't we all just wait?
The expert says that if there's a wedding in September and it's been pushed, if they were supposed to get married in September and it was pushed, just count like 6 months. And if the new date is 6 months from the original date, then you only have to give one gift. But if it's more than 6 months, then you give two gifts.
No.
That's what they're saying, that's from The Knot.
No.
They probably, if I was a bride, I wouldn't expect that either.
They probably also believe that if you get divorced, you should give gifts on the second wedding. I don't buy into that. You get one gift
think you should give gifts.
It's a new couple, Roy. It's a new wedding. It's a new start.
Pick one, okay?
What if they lost all their stuff in the first divorce?
That's true, too.
Well,
think about your buddies that don't have the bread maker that they so badly need. So that's it. We are saying then that none of us agree that if the wedding is canceled, you should be giving a gift. You're going against what The Knot says.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
He's on hold. We'll get to Angry Frank in a minute, but a little backstory on Angry Frank. The first time we ever heard from him was a random time where he called in after hearing a War of the Roses and stuck up for the guy on War of the Roses. He's like, everyone makes mistakes, man.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Yeah. And we were like, Frank, the guy completely cheated, and we're just trying to help this woman find out whether or not she's being cheated on. And then he said,
No, you're not helping nobody, man.
And then I think he stumbled upon our show and realized that it wasn't all just about War of the Roses and making guys look bad, and he stayed in touch with us since. Let's bring him on, Roy.
Angry Frank!
How the hell are you?
Frank, we missed you, man.
Missed you? Shoot, I missed you, Lorraine. How are you doing, baby girl?
I'm good, you know.
How's baby Jackson doing?
He's good. Getting big.
Yeah, I bet he's a good-looking young man, huh?
I think so, you know, but I'm a little partial. I think every mom thinks their baby's beautiful.
You getting any sleep, baby?
Yes, actually. He is now sleeping 7 to 8 hours in his crib, in his room at night, so it's a big party in my house.
We haven't heard from you forever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And Roy and I and Loren sitting here, we wonder, we're like, okay, where are some of our favorites? Like Trucker Bob, who calls in. Josh from Lancaster is busy sometimes and can't call in. Scotty the Scotsman, we love. And Angry Frank, like, do you listen to the show when we don't hear from you? Or do you only call in when you tune us in, when you turn us on?
Well, you know, it depends on my mood, you know, my life condition. If my life condition is low, you ain't going to hear nothing.
We just worry about you because you go months without calling us.
Yeah, well, you know how it goes. I got things going on.
There's a pandemic. Okay. We worry about you. And what do you have going on?
You're retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I recently got a brand new video game system. So I get a chance to play Call of Duty and blow things up.
What? You play Call of Duty?
Yeah, you know.
Are you on the headset with teenagers?
No, you know, this one little teenager pissed me off, and and started talking smack. So, you know, I had to blast him, and then I had to disengage. I can't deal with them. No, smart out.
Frank's on there with 11, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds.
Yelling at him.
Yeah, yelling at him.
you know.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, I want to say welcome back, teachers and students. Hey, practice that social distancing. It's not a joke. I've been losing a lot of friends lately, you know. It's serious.
I mean, serious. From the death of the virus, or have you just lost them in general?
Well, both. I have one buddy, he passed away, and then, you know, I just lost friends. You know, we've been hunkered down in this pandemic situation where nobody gets to see anybody anymore. So you don't know who's alive and who's not.
Well, there's things called phones and, you know, you can reach
out. Social media.
You guys are youngsters, so you don't know about how crabby and curmudgeon old people get, where they just don't, they see the phone ringing and won't pick it up, damn it, you know?
But you play COD with a bunch of 11-year-olds. Okay, yeah, it's nice. We got a welcome back from Frank for Loren and the teachers and the students. And you are right. Everybody needs to be socially distant and take good care of himself. Make sure they're healthy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Loren, how you doing with your body, baby? Are you getting it together or what? Don't be flabby friend.
Frank!
Had a baby. You know.
Don't be mommy shaming people. Listen, I'm trying. Okay, I'm like five away. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you know, you gotta go with what got your husband. You know.
Yeah, right. Don't disappoint your husband, Loren. Make sure you get back to where you were, says Frank. And by the way, he's not joking at all when he says that.
Of course he's not. And Frank, you're not this fit, ab-filled old man either. It's not like you're in the best shape of your life.
We've seen you on the news, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm in great shape, man. I've got a stationary bike behind my reclining couch, and I ride that baby every day. I look good. One thing I want to ask Loren.
Yeah.
Who's changing the diapers in your house?
Oh, we all take our good share turns.
Your husband changes diapers?
He sure does. Got him trained.
Funky do. Wow.
My 3-year-old does and does laundry. I got these men down.
He is stuck in a different era.
Oh, my God. I would never do that, man.
Wait a minute. You have daughters. You never changed a diaper?
Never, man. As soon as I smelled the funk, I left the house.
Gotta go to work.
Oh, Frank. Hey, I was down in your neighborhood. I went down to Rock Hill to hand out some frontline hero signs that were given away not too long ago. I totally forgot you lived in Rock Hill until now. I should have stopped by.
Yeah, man. What's up with that?
I don't know. Sorry.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Send us a picture of yourself so we can post it up on social media. People want to see what you look like.
Oh, you got it.
See you, Frank.
Bye.
5-1.
All right, Loren. You said something crazy happened, and it was an only in Florida moment. Your old state.
Always only in Florida. Come on. That's my home state, right? Well, I found an article, and somebody got trapped in a safe. Now, the fire department had to respond to a gun showroom, no less, in Orlando, where a teenage girl had climbed inside of a safe and closed the door behind herself.
Oh, my God.
And she got trapped in there.
Oh, that's really dangerous because I can't imagine the oxygen is abundant.
Right. So, of course, the fire department had to rush to get her out, and they had to use, like, hydraulic extraction tools. Well, they finally forced the door open, and the girl was okay and not injured during the rescue, but still a really scary moment.
The only person I know that's ever been trapped somewhere is you, Roy, on the show.
Like in an elevator.
Didn't you get trapped in the elevator?
Tractor.
And in the floor of your mom's house.
Hang on, let's go through it. There's a lot of places I've been trapped. Evidently, tight spots are not my thing.
But you were enclosed in the elevator
for
a long time, right?
Yeah, it was an extended time. I don't know if you call it a long time.
The fire department had to come get you out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a trapping.
Yep.
704-570-9595. Where were you trapped? And for how long were you trapped? I told you guys, I know I've told you before, you know those, like the pod containers that you use for moving?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they use those and they put them on the back of 18-wheelers, like big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I know someone who was doing like a clothing drive and they were loading the big container. And she and like three other people were the only ones there. And the wind, they were inside of it and the wind blew the door closed and it locked.
Oh no.
And they couldn't get cell phone service out of it. And it was years ago, so I'm not even sure Apple was that good, you know, with their cell phones. And so they were constantly banging on the door. It was a hot summer day. She literally told me she thought that's where she was going to die.
Oh my gosh.
That's so scary.
Right? It's like kind of being like a miner trapped.
Where were you trapped? Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
803 sent a text that said inside a wall.
How do you even fit inside of a wall?
Yeah, this isn't so much a texting one as this is probably more of a call us because we have follow-up questions conversation.
My arm.
I want to know the backstory.
Yeah, my arm wouldn't even fit in a wall.
Where were you trapped? Jump on the phones.
Show's number one, Hit Music Station. It's Kiss 95.1, Mani, Roy, and the Morning Show. Where did you get trapped is what we want to hear. At 704-570-9595.
Loren, you were reading a text during that song, and you said, ew, what's so gross?
Not really, ew, I don't know. So college dorms, there was an elevator 23 floors up. Someone was stuck in there with five male athletes that really needed to shower.
Yeah.
And it was an old elevator, so they weren't scared. They were just late for class, but... I mean, if we could eliminate the odor, it sounds like a great place to be.
Yeah. If they were baseball players especially, right, Ren?
Sure.
Let's talk with Junior in Waxhaw. Junior, you're on with the Mani, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. Where did you get trapped?
I got trapped in an ice container. When I was a kid, my dad got one that somebody had run into with a car and put a big crack in the side of it. And we were playing hide-and-go-seek, and I crawled in there and pulled the door shut, and you can only open it from the outside.
You're talking about the ice containers that are, like, out in front of stores where you get the bags of ice?
Yes.
Holy cow, how'd you end up getting out?
They were missing me for, like, 3 or 4 hours, and they came and looked for me. Just, it's a good thing it wasn't in the middle of summertime, you know?
Yeah. There obviously was not ice in there.
No, there wasn't ice. Somebody had ran into it,
so it was broken.
The door and put a big gash in the side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was in there for 4 hours.
I know.
That's crazy. Thank you, Junior. He came out. It was a new year.
I love that how it took his family 4 hours to realize.
Junior!
Right,
come out.
Talk with Lexi in Kannapolis real quick. Hey, Lexi.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great. Where were you trapped?
So I worked in a jail, and you know, in a jail, like, you have the cameras, and then you have people inside one specific room that open the doors.
Just sounds right.
To get into the bathroom, you have to be let into the bathroom, and then there's like a little intercom in the bathroom, and you press the button, and you say, okay, I'm done. Can you open up the door? So I did what I needed to do, and I pressed the button, and some man came on, and I was like, can you open the door? And he kind of just clicked off. And I was like, okay. So I just kept pressing it, and they just kept ignoring me.
Mm.
And I was like, what in the world? Like, I can't get out of here. And so I was probably in there for 45 minutes before I heard the nurse coming around, and I was banging on the door. And she was like, I don't know where you're coming from. And I was like, I'm coming from the bathroom. Somebody opened the bathroom door. I've been trapped here for almost an hour.
Oh, my God. Oh. Thanks, Lexi.
Talk about panic.
Oh, dude, I would be so claustrophobic in all these spaces. A lot of people on hold that have been trapped in an elevator like you, Roy.
I know. It's easy to happen. That's why I panic. If there's any issue with an elevator, I hit that call button. I'm quick.
A lot of people are heading back to school this morning. I want to give a quick shout out to my friends, Sam and Luke, who are heading back to school today for the first time since March. So I know Luke's starting kindergarten and Sam's in the second grade. Congratulations to you guys. And thank you to all the teachers and students who are listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show for the first time again since March. Welcome back.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
A lot of positive feedback, Loren, from yesterday's segment where Roy said that he has to run back to the house in Roanoke, his childhood home, to get something out of the wall that he hidden there.
Yeah, I had cigarettes and a Ouija board hidden in the house, and I know my parents are going to flip out when they find it.
Yeah, but you swear you never smoked.
I've never,
which is strange.
Never taken a puff of a cigarette ever.
But they were your friends.
Yeah.
You failed to mention that.
Your parents will never believe that.
They'll never believe that, but I used to hide it for my buddy.
A lot of people sent comments about what they hid in the wall. Someone said they hid Mad Dog 2020 and the back of the toilet paper. In the back of the toilet.
Okay.
But it kept it cool, too. So they put it in the water in the back of the toilet bowl. So it would sit in the water.
I don't even know what Mad Dog 2020
is. It's an alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Someone says we need to strap a body camera on both Roy and Sterling for their visit to Virginia so we can watch how the whole thing plays out.
The distraction, how I'm going to be like a Mission Impossible spy.
Someone said that they put wine coolers in their drawers. Mom decided to put my clothes up one day and found them. And then a lot of people were freaked out that you hid a Ouija board in the wall at your parents' house and that it's been there the whole time.
Well, listen, I haven't got any reports that it's haunted. So I don't think the Ouija board worked.
All right, if you missed that conversation yesterday, go grab it on the Kiss 95.1 app. Just open up the podcast and listen to yesterday's replay show.
All right, we're going to play Can't Beat Loren with free Cheerwine for a year. Coming up next.
Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
The Queen of Pop is on the phone with Caleb in Gastonia. That's your contestant today, Loren.
All right, Caleb. Let's see how you do.
Throw her out of the closet, Caleb. Go ahead.
All right, get out of your closet, kid.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the closet. Only we can now hear the question.
Here we go. Question number one. Caleb in Gastonia. Kanye West is staying in Wyoming for the time being, but his wife has returned to their L.A. home. Who is his wife?
Kim Kardashian West.
Sources say Prince Harry is determined to make it in Hollywood. Apparently, he and Meghan Markle are working on a super secret project. What is the name of the palace where the royal family lives in London?
Windsor?
Question three. Billboard is out with their moneymakers list, revealing the highest paid musicians of last year. This brother band with ties to Belmont are number four on the list. Who is that?
The Joe Bros.
And Brad Pitt and his ex-wife, who starred in Friends, are set to reunite at an upcoming charity table read for Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Awesome movie from the 80s. Who's his ex-wife?
You said Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston.
And question five, Taylor Swift, who's spending her 40th week at top of the Billboard Artist 100, just released her bonus track from her latest album. What's her latest album? What's it called?
The Lakes.
Okay. Roy's doing a little research over there.
Well, I just want to double check on the royal family.
I know, the royal family.
I love Taylor Swift.
I know. Did you hear what he said for question five?
Didn't he didn't say folklore.
No, he didn't.
But he just said he loved Taylor Swift.
I know. All right.
No, I'm sorry. I think the phone broke up because I really didn't hear the question. I just heard the bonus track. So
what's the name of her album?
Oh, Folklore.
Right, now I'm going to give it to you. Okay, Loren!
All right, we're waving Loren back.
And everybody thinks we're always pro Loren, just so you know, we're not. Hi.
What the heck took so long? I feel like that took forever.
Here's the thing. He was so confident in his answers, it got me questioning my abilities, and I just wanted to double check.
Okay. This is a serious game, you know, for free cheer wine for a year. Kanye West, Loren is staying home. Oh, how many did he get right?
He got four correct, but I'm still certain that this is going to be screwed up.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Kanye West is staying in Wyoming for the time being, but his wife returned to her L.A. home. Who is his wife?
Kim Kardashian West.
1-1.
And question number two. Sources say Prince Harry is determined to make it in Hollywood. Apparently, he and Meghan Markle are working on a super secret project. What's the name of the palace where the royal family lives in London?
Is it Buckingham Palace?
That is correct. Unfortunately, Caleb said Windsor Palace, which is west of London, but it is a royal residence. Hmm. But that is not the answer that we were looking for. I'll gladly accept your hate mail.
Billboard is out there with their moneymakers list, revealing the highest paid musicians, Loren. The brother band with ties to Belmont are number four on the list. Who is that?
The Jonas Brothers.
3-3.
Brad Pitt and his ex-wife, who starred in Friends, are set to reunite at an upcoming charity table read for the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Who's his ex?
Jennifer Aniston.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
Don't let us try and keep you awake, Ren.
Sorry.
Taylor Swift, who is spending... and that's not a slap in the face, Caleb. She's yawning while giving the answers.
Stop.
Taylor Swift is spending her 40th week on top of the Billboard Artist 100. She just released her bonus track with her latest album. What's the name of her latest album?
The album's name is Folklore.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you win.
All right, Caleb.
Awesome. Yeah, I tried. I'm Caleb from Gastonia, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Caleb.
Thank you.
All right, speaking of Can't Beat Lorraine, we have a huge announcement that is so cool for those of you with Amazon Alexa and Can't Beat Lorraine. We'll explain coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So this is a big deal. You know, we just got done with Can't Beat Lorraine. And maybe you're the person that sits in the car and you're too afraid to call in because you don't think you can win. Well, we now want to say you can practice at home.
Introducing Can't Beat Lorraine for your Amazon Alexa.
Because if you didn't get enough of it, now you can.
All day you can play Can't Beat Lorraine and try to beat Lorraine in pop culture trivia. To do this, to make it work, you're pretty much going to want to open the Kiss 95.1 on your Alexa device.
You might need to enable it.
Would you like to enable the skill set?
Yes, you haven't done it already.
Right. If you haven't already done it already, say, hey, Alexa, enable the Kiss 95.1 skill set. If you already done it, it should be already working for you, which you can say, hey, open Kiss 95.1. Alexa will then open it, and you're going to hear her list out some options.
We did a trial run of it. Do you want to hear how it sounds?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this, you guys. This is how you could play at home.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss 95.1. All right, are you guys ready to play Can't Beat Lorraine?
I can count on one hand how many people have beaten Lorraine. Maybe it's you. Let's hear these questions. Katy Perry had a busy 2019. She got engaged to Orlando Bloom and is also the judge on this singing competition show. What is it?
Kelly Clarkson?
Ooh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Okay, so that's an incorrect answer. And then you also get this.
Kim Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
you answered 2 out of 5.
All right, Roy, we asked these pop culture questions. We know Lorraine's probably going to get more than 2 right, but unfortunately, they only got 2 correct.
Yes, and it's okay, because at least you won something.
What'd they win?
2 correct.
So then it says, hey, would you like to play again?
Right.
With your Amazon Alexa, Can't Beat Lorraine. We have hundreds of questions on there, so it never gets old. Unless you play it every day, every hour. Then you'll be cheating and you hear repeat questions. But it's something really fun, and we've been pushing for this. It was supposed to come out during the pandemic, but
it got delayed.
And then we had to change our questions because our questions were irrelevant.
Yeah.
That we sent in March.
It's like, this popular bar is open up every Saturday.
it'll be at least be fun to do with the kids.
Yes, it will be. That's so true, Lorraine. Well, finally, Lorraine, you better be alert because people are now going to be practicing.
I know.
Can't Beat Lorraine. You can now play it on your Alexa device. Just say, if you don't have it enabled, say, please enable the Kiss 95.1 skill, and then you'll get the choices, and you'll say, yes, I'd like to play Can't Beat Lorraine. It's free, by the way, too. All on your Amazon Alexa from Kiss 95.1. Enjoy.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, it's time for what? A dump 'em or date 'em?
Yeah, a dump 'em or date 'em, Lorraine, where someone trusts us and our awesome audience to decide whether or not they should continue to date the person or they should dump them. And this is interesting. And I want to bring producer Nicole into this because it does have to do with a pet.
Okay.
And I know Nicole loves her pets. So her name is Kyra. She DM'd us at the MRL show on Insta and says, I've been dating a guy for a few months. He's sweet, attractive, and I honestly really like him. Mm-hmm. I went to his apartment for the first time last weekend and he was showing me around. And in his office was a bunch of paperwork, pictures on the wall, lots of computer equipment, and in the corner, a stuffed dog. He told me it was his childhood pet, a Yorkie named Champ.
Oh, like a legit stuffed, like a taxidermy stuffed dog? Not like a stuffed animal dog?
The Yorkie died 2 years ago and his mother gave it to him as a memory. He says that he loves looking at the dog. Now, I love this guy. He's everything. And I even picture us potentially getting married one day. This is just after a few months of dating. I know it sounds weird, but I don't know if I'll be able to get over Champ sitting in his office and one day in our home. Help me, Kyra.
That is a whole nother level.
Weren't you considering getting a taxidermy of your dog?
No. But I do have a friend, like one of my best friends, her mom wants to get their dog taxidermied when he passes.
It takes a certain type of person to do that. And it's a fine line because I know, Nicole, you love your pets. And it's a nice way to honor them.
Do not try to tie me in. Like, I'm the type of person that would get my 80-pound lab taxidermied.
Well, I remember my grandma had a dog named Macy, and then Macy passed away, and she bought, she got a dog that looked exactly like Macy and called
it
Macy.
Did she name it Macy? No.
Not even Macy too, huh?
No, it was Macy.
Well, see, I don't know that I think that that's as weird because Dallas really? And I talked. I know. Dallas and I talked about getting another Yorkie, and I'm sure at some point we'd be like, woofer two.
But does everyone in here agree that doing the taxidermy thing is not for any of us?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's like way crossing the line.
Okay. But does everyone else see that this guy, Matt, is fantastic on every level, but she's just Kyra's freaked out because of the dog there? And is that enough for her to not date the guy?
That's a big compromise.
Well, I also wonder, like, would she freak out if she saw an 11-point buck up on the wall? Like, like an 11-point buck?
Oh.
Like, is it just a taxidermy issue? Like, is she just scared of all a taxidermy? You know what I mean?
Right. To me, it sounds like she was freaked out that Champ is sitting in the corner looking at her.
Yeah.
It hurt. And the fact that the mom gave it to Matt as a gift.
Maybe we put it in the attic.
Ew. Or give it back to mom and get a real dog.
But then he's going to look bad. She's going to look bad in front of mom now because, hey, mom, you have to take Champ back. Kyra doesn't want Champ in the house. This is tough. I'm telling you. It's tough. All right. What do you guys think? 704-570-9595. You heard our take.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Boy, the Ray Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. Date him or dump him? Message here says, I've been dating a guy for a few months. He's sweet, attractive. I really like him. I went to his apartment for the first time last weekend, and he was showing me around, and his office was a bunch of paperwork, pictures, computer stuff, your typical office things. And then a stuffed dog. He told me it was his childhood pet, a Yorkie named Champ. And I don't know if I'll ever be okay with Champ staring at him. Now, she thinks that he is great on all these other categories except this one thing, a stuffed taxidermied dog.
She even mentions marriage material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big thing. That's a pretty big thing to be thinking about after a couple months of dating.
I feel like if she's already thinking that, she might overlook it. But 704 texted in and said, if he's great, then give him a chance and make him promise that the dog will stay in the office.
Hide the dog? I like that idea.
Well, Nicole said that. Nicole said, hide the dog in the attic.
Yeah.
980 texted in and said, get a new dog altogether and tell him that you don't want that dog to ruin Champ, so you need to put it away for a keepsake.
Mm. All right. Good morning. Dump him or date him. What do you think Kyra should do?
I think she should keep him. I mean, the mom gave it to him. He may not even want the thing. He just got it sitting there because his mom comes over. So, you know, that could be something that could go away pretty easily.
And just bring it out when mom comes over?
Yep.
All right, hang on, mom's coming over for Christmas. Bring out the dog.
Yeah, that's a good point. And what we brought up earlier is like Matt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Can't go back to mom and be like, hey, Kyra doesn't like the dog, because that would step mom and Kyra on a bad foot.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. Yeah, he can't say that. I mean, he just needs to, I just think probably it just needs to go away, and when mom comes over, get it out.
Well, okay, but 704 sends a text. Loren, did you see this one? Says dump him. Taxidermy is for people that cannot move on and let go of things, so that could be a red flag. That's why I love you guys. You always think outside the box.
But I also like this text message that says, oh my God, date. Dating in 2020 in Charlotte is a nightmare.
You know, there is something to that. If the one flaw the guy has is his dead childhood dog that's in the office.
It's still hanging on
like,
to
me,
it.
Like, maybe it's not that bad.
He's not cheating on you.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard.
I don't know. What if she walks into the office one night and he's like sitting there crying, holding and petting the dog?
Just go buy him some therapy. Just get the guy a therapist.
Like Dr. Evil in Austin Powers, where he's petting the cat.
Yeah.
All right, Kyra, I think most of the text messages and a lot of the phone calls on hold are saying go ahead and date Matt and just work through it and give Champ a big hug for us. And remember, at least you won't have to pick up his poop.
Which is shocking. I really didn't expect that to be the majority of the messages.
That's good. It's a nice thing.
With Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Loren, smartphones can do so much, so many great things.
They really can. And now they're going to be able to possibly help you with something when you're drinking.
Are they going to tell me about blood alcohol content? Because that would be awesome.
That's what they're working on.
No way.
Yeah. So there's a whole study going on to see if your phones can determine how drunk you are and if it'll be a useful tool. Now, this study looked at 22 adults ages 21 to 43. They were given mixed drinks, and they were keeping track of their, I guess, through a breathalyzer, their blood alcohol level. And the smartphone was able to detect when somebody's blood alcohol rose through the way that they walked, you know, like through their gait.
Oh,
when they were walking.
Okay.
Oh, so it's sensing movement.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't know. What if I'm telling a story?
And you're animated?
And I'm animated about it. Talking about how Roy got stuck in the ceiling vent or something. And then it's going to be like, oh, you're drunk.
It did turn out that the phones were 90% correct when they did this study. But the problem is that when they did the study, they put the phones on, I guess, your lower back, like the small of your back. So now they're trying to translate the study into real life, because you don't carry your phone on the small of your back. You carry it in your hand or in your pocket. So now they're trying to improve how they're going to do this long term. But they also just want to gauge and see if people are even interested.
I so want to be part of a drinking study. Like, that would be so much fun.
Right? Given mixed drinks for hours, you just get to sit around and shoot it with other people.
And have scientists watch me. I wanted to do that with you guys because I'm a bigger guy. I have more fat content. So, of course, it requires more drinks to get me going. And I think it'd be so silly to watch you two do two shots and be, you know, drunk. And meanwhile, I'm like seven deep.
That used to be the radio bit. Like the state police would come in to the radio station and show you, use the radio show to demonstrate how quickly you can get drunk, like on three beers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I think in California, I had like two beers and he told me I was already over the legal limit.
Wow.
Yeah, and you probably felt fine.
It was 6:45 too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
I think I participated in something similar, and I just remember I was shocked that I was legally drunk. I'm like, I am. Oh, how to keep going?
I have never had to blow into a breathalyzer.
Oh, really?
No, I don't even know how to do it.
Well, you just keep blowing until they tell you to stop.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I did. I was on a lake in Arkansas, mm-hmm. and everybody on the boat had been drinking. And I jumped off the boat and was hanging off of a buoy. Like, I grabbed onto the buoy and I was rocking with it. And apparently,
yeah, that doesn't sound like you were drinking.
You can't do that.
You think?
The state police patrol came over and then he wanted to know who was driving the boat. So he gave that guy a breathalyzer. Then he gave me a breathalyzer to see who would be able to drive the boat back.
And none
and
of you.
I'm guessing it wasn't you.
I was right at the limit. Like, I was at the heat, you know, right at the limit. But I remember he's going, blow, harder, 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 harder. And I'm like, eh.
I don't need a coach.
I'm like, leave me alone.
I only have so much air.
Yeah. And then this is a 100% true story. One of the guys on the boat was gay.
Uh-huh.
Dusty. Awesome dude. He was our hairdresser for all of us. And Dusty blew. And the guy's going, harder.
Harder.
And he's going, I'm blowing as hard as I can. And now we're all with the other cop in the front of the boat. And he's going, I'm doing it as hard as I can. And we're all like, no, he's not. He's got way more hair than that. And the cop's like, you guys shut up.
That's fun.
Yeah. All right, Loren, we'll keep an eye out on this this app. We'll have to get it for the for us and test it out, of course.
Yeah.
So your phone can tell you if you're drunk or not. Specific features that people are most attracted to in a potential partner. A lot of times we'll do like, hey, women are attracted to this and men are attracted to this. But this from the website She Knows says this is both men and women are attracted to these features. Smile is on the list. It's the most universally mentioned feature people consider most important to physical attraction. More than 5,000 unmarried people, most singles judge their date by the big three traits. Teeth, followed by grammar, and confidence.
Is grammar a trait? I guess I'm thinking physical.
I think that's true because Sterling has a lot of conversations about my grammar.
We all do, bud.
Because I say things like, I'm going to go fix dinner. Because that's how I was taught. You go fix supper, you don't. He's like, no, you don't fix it. It's not broken. You cook it.
You also called barbed wire bob wire the other day.
I know. I say a lot of things, and so he gets on me for that. And I know it does make me sound, I guess, unintelligent, but listen, it's just, and I always used to make fun of my dad. I'm like, how come he doesn't talk right? And here I am. I don't talk right. So,
Specific features that people are most attracted to in a partner. Eyes is next after smile.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Then stomach. A man's stomach was deemed the most attractive non-facial feature for women. Women love a man with a flat stomach, Roy, so you and I are screwed.
Oh, some people like the big one, I tell you.
Coming in first with men was the woman's booty, followed closely by the stomach as well. Breasts. It's not surprising to anyone. A survey of more than 6,000 men in Men's Health found that the feature that they love most on women are their breasts.
Sounds like that's down the list, though. I mean, I would expect that to be at the very tippy top.
It's not. Smile was. And then get this, for women, speaking of breasts, they loved a man with a chiseled body. Now, I thought the dad bod was in. Can't keep up.
It's just something that people say to make you feel better, Manny.
Oh, crap. I was kind of baking on that.
I hate you, Ren.
Just kidding.
Hair was the last one on the list. This is hair is one of the specific features that people are most attracted to on a partner. According to data from 81,000 user profiles on the dating site Plenty of Fish, a man's hair color is pretty important to women. Their research shows that men who have brown hair get 20% more messages than men with any other color hair.
Wow. And that's so easy to change. Hair is so easy to change.
Brown was number one, followed by blondes. And then it turns out not having hair works a lot for women, as baldies got the third most messages on Plenty of Fish.
So I got a message because, you know, we've been doing more camera work and putting more of our MRL
videos.
TV videos out there. And then somebody sent me a message saying, Roy, it looks like you're balding. It looks like you're thinning out. And I read that, and I'm like, I am getting older. Yeah, probably. I don't know what to tell you.
You're not.
I was like, I guess so. Because he's like, I can see your scalp. Okay. Wow. Well, it's going to get worse, so get ready. Buckle in. Enjoy what you see now. It's going to go downhill from here.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen in. Kiss 95.1.
Does the ice cream truck go down your street, Roy?
No.
No? Loren, your neighborhood?
I haven't seen it in here.
Yeah, you have to give the ice cream guy the gate code to get into the Chateau neighborhood.
I do not have a gate.
No. You do have some people, though, that walk in the middle of your road. I was leaving Lorenz's house Sunday, and not only do they walk in the middle of the road.
Yeah, they've abandoned the concept of, like, sidewalks in the neighborhood for some reason.
I've told you, too, Roy, she lives in the most active neighborhood in the country.
Oh, everybody's working out.
Everybody's running, walking, riding bikes, pushing babies. I know.
No, you know what people in my neighborhood's doing? Walking to the corner McDonald's. That's what we're doing.
And to the bus stop to get out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new ice cream truck song. The Good Humor Company, who, by the way, doesn't technically own any of their ice cream trucks, they have the ice cream truck song, which is, I don't have it here. I have the new one that I want to play for you. But the old one is, Loren, it goes, very black and white, very old. And of course, because times were different back then, it turns out that the song, which dates back to the 1800s, actually has some racist roots. They've changed the Good Humor song, is now changed it. They brought in a member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh my god.
Really?
RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan worked together with the other people to come up with a new ice cream truck song. Are you ready to hear what your neighborhood's going to hear now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that.
What?
A new jingle for a new era.
We brought Wu-Tang in for that?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, okay.
Let him drop the beat, man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not down bad, with that. Right? I like it.
I would love that to travel through my neighborhood.
Everybody dancing around it.
Better have subwoofers, too. Rattle my house.
Right?
Yeah. We have the Kona Ice truck comes through our neighborhood, and he rotates like three different songs. And even if the kids had just had a snack and are literally eating ice cream in front of you, if they hear the song, they drop what they're eating and they want to go run to the truck.
I still do that. I'm an adult.
Yeah, I've heard some ice cream truck in Charlotte does Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and then Christmas songs. I'm like, how weird is that? That's not.
No, that's not bad, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Christmas songs is a little strange in July.
That's true. That, I'll give you that. But Twinkle Twinkle, I kind of get. Yeah. It's my daughter's favorite song.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Let's play a game.
Okay, I love games.
Did this celebrity run for office?
Oh, I'm going to screw this up.
In honor of Kanye running for office, we want you to call in right now, 704-570-9595. Did this celeb run for office? We'll let you play against Roy and Loren next.
Listen to Roy and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so I got a list of celebrities, you guys, and I will give you and Loren a celebrity, and you tell me whether or not that celebrity ran for office. Doesn't necessarily mean that they won, but whether or not they ran for office, okay? In honor of Kanye, we'll play this game. All right, Loren, you're up first. I'll keep score. Loren versus Roy. Here we go. Who's the smartest? Actor, director Clint Eastwood. Did he run for office?
No.
Loren says no. Loren would be incorrect.
Yep.
Clint Eastwood did run for office. He was the mayor of Carmel, California.
Oh.
All right. Question for Roy. George Clooney. Did George Clooney ever run for office?
He did.
He did?
He did.
You say confidently. Do you know for who?
Nope.
You don't.
I don't.
You're incorrect. George Clooney never ran for office. Okay. It would have been funnier if you were like, yeah, he was the mayor of Seattle.
Because I'm so confident.
Right. Sex and the City actress Cynthia Nixon. Loren, did she run for office?
I'll say yeah.
Loren says yes. Loren would be correct. She ran for governor of New York in 2018 and lost to Andrew Cuomo. 1-0. Roy, actor and comedian Roseanne Barr, did she ever run for office?
Doesn't seem like a good career move for her.
Yeah, I'm going to say no because she's too, she says things that gets in trouble, so I'm going to say no.
Okay. Roy says no. Oh. You're incorrect. She did. She ran for the Green Party in the presidential election in 2012.
Really?
She came in second, losing the nomination to Jill Stein.
Who would have thought that?
Right?
Still 1-0, Loren. Big Bang Theory actor Maeve Bialik. Did Maim run for office?
No.
Look at you, smarty pants.
Crap.
2-0, Loren. Roy, American Idol singer Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken, yes, he did.
You should know that because Clay Aiken ran for Congress.
Yep.
And I believe we had him on our show.
Sounds right.
Talking about the election
Sounds
and talking
right.
about him running. Yep. All right, 2-1, Loren. You're up. Let's see. That one's easy. Let's go to this one. Talk show host Jerry Springer. Did he ever run for office?
Yes, he did.
Do you know what he did?
Something in Illinois.
If Cincinnati was in Illinois, you'd be correct. He was the mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1979.
Interesting.
Wrestler Jesse Ventura. Did he ever run for office?
My man. Listen here. I love him. He's such a conspiracy theorist. It's awesome.
You're right. I ran for office. I used to have a good Jesse. I have to hear him. I haven't done it in a long time.
He's so cool, man. If you don't know who Jesse Ventura is, just YouTube him. You're going to be amused for hours.
All right, last one. Loren, actor Sean Penn. He's a big activist. But has he ever run for office?
I'm going to say yes.
That is incorrect. Sean Penn has never run for office, although he is a big activist. Okay. This one's easy. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
You know that.
All right. We end with the tie. Good job, Roy.
No, she beat you.
Yeah.
Stop trying to cheat. Okay.
Are you following us on Instagram and Twitter?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.